1060 KGFX on a Wednesday morning. It's time now for People in Your Neighborhood.
Are the people in your neighborhood the people that you meet each day?
And we are brought to you by Dakota Mart today on this Wednesday. And we have John Sterling in with us this morning from Oahe Days. And John, you're just about done.
Yes. Yep. It's about go time. It's just about here. You know, if you've been down by the park, the carnival has arrived. They are here in town. They will be starting to do setup. So it's getting real now.
So, okay. So we've got entertainment. We've got, and of course we have heat, but this is not the first time. I guess I'd rather have the heat rather than thunderstorms and stuff like that.
Exactly. So. Yes. I mean, we'll be thankful. Yes, that it is going to be warm, but you know what? It is going to be the official start of summer as well. So we should expect it little bit.
And a good crowd, because you got the rodeo across the river, and so you get them to come over. So that's going to be a whole lot of fun. Festivities going to be kicking off where?
So festivities will kick off on Friday, Steamboat Park, starting at 3 o'clock. All of the vendors will be open and ready to go. So arts and crafts vendors and food vendors. Big selection of vendors. We're pushing 50 arts and craft vendors this year. Lots and lots of stuff going to be happening there with our vendors. And then food vendors, we have 16. I strongly recommend you stop down and check it out. Even if you just browse the vendors and eat some food, if you don't want to stay for the music and carnival action. So that kicks everything off starting Friday, and then we have live music starting at 5 o'clock Friday night.
Okay, so what are we looking at as far as a lineup for Friday night?
Yeah, so Friday night's going to kick off. We're going to open up at 5 o'clock with our opener for the night, and then our headliner for Friday night is going to be Mallrats. It's a 90s cover band. It's going to be a great time, going to be a great light show. They're going to take the stage, have a lot of fun. I recommend coming in on, on Friday night and checking everything out. Saturday night's going to be a completely different lineup on the stage. We're going to go from kind of the 90s and, rockish music over to more of a country themed on Saturday.
Okay. And then what kind of groups do we have coming in?
So Saturday, we're going to have Alice in Harmony. We're going to have Trailer Park Country. Mm-hmm. And then we are going to have Struggle Jennings being our headliner on Saturday night.
So how do you guys work this out where you always seem to find these guys that are just about ready to do something fairly big right before they come to Oahe Days?
Yeah, and it seems like we always work the cards out just magically. Like we get them, and the process to start finding these people starts pretty much right after Oahe Days is over. So, as soon as we finish up one year, we're already looking for who we're going to have for bands the next year. So, we got really lucky having Struggle Jennings this year. It's going to be huge. The fact that it's a free concert and people can just come in and mm-hmm. enjoy that free live music is awesome. And I have a feeling Saturday night is going to be big in the park.
Saturday is going to be big. So when you booked him, you had no idea that he was going to be releasing a song with Jelly Roll?
We did not.
No idea.
No idea.
So I don't know how you worked that out, but okay. So we've got all of that going on. And anything else that we're missing? I mean, it's Oahe Days. Everybody knows what this is.
Yeah, it's Oahe Days. There is going to be a ton of stuff going on. There's, like I said, there's the live music. There's the vendors in the park. There's the food vendors. There's going to be a full carnival that's going to be going on Friday and Saturday as well. There is a full list of activities of things that are going on, especially on Saturday, that you can view at oahedays.com. That's going to have all the up-to-date information. But lots of free things for you to just bring the kids down to enjoy. Even on Saturday, we're going to have a magician in the park. He's going to be doing three different shows. We're going to have Cricket the Entertainer, which is going to be a clown. He's going to be taking the stage, doing a couple of different shows as well. And we'll be around the park doing balloon animals. We have inflatables for the kids that they can jump on. Countryside's going to be there doing their duck derby. We're going to have the Soggy Bottom Boat Challenge. The cardboard boat races is going to happen on Saturday as well.
Right. How many entries you got to that?
So currently I'm not 100% sure on that. I would have to refer you back to our Facebook page for that with the registration link for that. Cause that is, actually being put on by the, independent insurance agents over in Fort Pierre are kind of hosting that. So, mm-hmm.
Okay. So all the information available on the website.
Yes, it's all there. And, you know, Jameson would be very disappointed if I didn't mention the fact that we are going to have the third annual hot dog eating contest that will be taking place as well. Stepped up the prizes this year. The champion's going to be walking away with a championship title belt that hopefully
a belt
that they'll be wearing around, you know, in the park to show off, you know, that they were the champion of the hot dog eating contest this year at Oahe Days.
So what's new this year? Anything really new this year that you thought that would be great?
Yeah. So, you know, on the newer end of it, we have a lot more stuff going on Saturday that's free for families to come down and enjoy. You know, we've always had a magician and things like that, but now we're doing multiple performances. We're having, you know, like I said, Cricket the Entertainer there. We've always had the inflatables, but just trying to step it up to make it a more family-friendly event that you can come down and just enjoy on Saturday.
Well, of course you can. Where else are you going to get a funnel cake?
Exactly. Exactly. And enjoy some great live free music Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah. Get yourself a sausage, some bratwursts, and all the stuff that are just funneling through my head right
yes,
now.
Yes, all the food that, you know, you only get at these events.
Okay, so all of this going on, again, give us the information of where people can go to get more information.
Yeah, to find out the full lineup, whether it be music, vendors that we have coming in on site, or just to take a look at the schedule, everything is at oahedays.com. Maybe you want to be a volunteer and sign up and help with the event. There are still some slots available. Again, if you go to oahedays.com, there is a sign up link right there. Just letting people know what we do have available for people to volunteer and help with.
Anything we're missing here?
No, I think we have it covered. Just really looking forward for everyone to stop down and check everything out. Again, oahedays.com. There is info on our raffle that is on there. We will be selling raffle tickets up until 2:00 on Saturday. Prizes are a one-night stay at the Lodge in Deadwood with a gaming certificate, food or gaming certificate as well. 4 Minnesota Twins tickets and $500 in South Dakota Beef Bucks. So if you're wanting to get one of those tickets, they're $20. They will be available for sale down at Oahe Days. Again, we're going to cut sale on those at 2:00 on Saturday.
Okay. All right. So that's going on. Oahe Days once again this weekend in Pierre and down at Steamboat Park. It's going to be a fun time, as it always is. Thanks for coming in, John.
Yep. Thanks for having me.